Psalm 77, verse 11. He says, I shall remember the deeds of the Lord.
All right.
Surely.
Yeah.
Surely.
Uh-huh.
Come on, somebody. I will remember your wonders of old. Right. Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about this morning. Focus for the new year. Focus for the new year. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your power and presence. Thank you for the choir this morning, Lord. As they have rendered songs as an offering unto you. Father, it doesn't matter who they're singing for, but they are singing for an audience of one, and that's you. It's not about people. It's about the praises that they have rendered unto you from their hearts. Now I want to render preaching that's pleasing unto you. So would you forgive me of my sins, Lord? Lord, this morning the enemy has been trying his very best. But thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord, that I was able to make it to the pulpit to preach. Would you forgive me of my sins? Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart with your right spirit in me. Bless now each and every person now who listens to your word. We love you, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Thank you this morning. It's amazing in this new year that we all, if you haven't yet, sat down to make New Year's resolutions. I don't know about you, but I've resolved to change a few things in my life this year. As a matter of fact, we have declared as a church that this is a year of change.
All right.
That's our theme for 2016, a year of change.
Yes.
That we're no longer, amen, going to accept the old things anymore, but there are some things that we're going to change. This morning, I got up and on my counter, amen, I decided where I have my shaving stuff and all this other stuff. I said, you know what? I'm going to move this and put it on the shelf in my closet.
Right.
And it's amazing. This little change. And then I was sitting, after I put everything up, and I was looking for my lotion. I'm like, where? Just that quick. And it reminded me that change, and I'm going to talk about that at 10 o'clock, that change can be different.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm trying some little things in my life. Because I understand that, amen, if I'm going to change, I have to try something small before I go something big. But I want to say something to you this morning that it's amazing that sometimes in this journey that we lose focus, amen, because things are not moving the way that we want it to move. This year, I've decided for this year that I'm going to keep my focus on some things because oftentimes the world, amen, circumstances, situations, all kinds of things come into your life to take your focus away from what God has for you. And somebody here, I want to tell you, don't be surprised what comes in your way this year to try to take your focus away from God. Do I have anybody? The psalmist has been telling us that he wants to stay focused. He wants a better life. He wants things to work out for him. He went through his pity party in verses 9, and he had started to doubt God, and he started to focus on the wrong things. Verse 7 says, will the Lord reject forever? He says, and will he never be favorable again? He had gotten to a point where he had lost focus. And I want to say this to you. Oftentimes what happens is the enemy tries to get us to start believing lies about God.
Yeah.
When we lose focus, saints, in this year, I want to tell you something. Stop thinking the worst and start thinking the best is yet to come for you. And oftentimes, amen, the enemy will try to get us off focus. But what you and I have to learn to do is we have to learn how to manage these thoughts that come through our mind.
Yes.
And so the psalmist here in verse 11, he resolves to do something. He says, I shall remember. Now that word remember, it means to think about. In other words, this year, if you're going to stay focused, you have to stop, think, and then act.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say it one more time. Stop, think, and then act. But oftentimes when the pressures of life, circumstances, situations, and doubt and despair, and sometimes you're looking at your life and you're looking at how things look right now, you can start forgetting how good God has been. Are you with me? He says, I shall remember to think about, to recall, to acknowledge, amen, to make known. So if we're going to stay focused in this new year, here's the first thing I want to give you. Don't just remember negative things.
Wow.
All right.
Isn't it amazing how, can you recall the last time something good happened to you that in 5 seconds, in 2 seconds, in 1 second? Can you recall the bad things? Oh, it's right there.
I mean, right away.
He says, now I could remember something.
Yeah, right.
But if I'm gonna stay focused,
yeah,
I ought not to just remember the negative things.
Yeah.
Negative things has a way of creeping in, and it causes us, heard, to lose focus.
All right.
To lose focus of the bigger picture. Some people have given up jobs, real relationships, because all they think about is what?
Negative.
They all they remember about you is what?
Negative. Yeah.
Mama. So he said, listen, I'm gonna remember, but I'll be careful what I remember.
That's
right. That's it to you. There's some things in 2016 that you have to eject out of your mind. And that is, I'm going to stop. Listen, if you hurt me, I'm going to forgive you.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm going to forgive and I'm going to forget. Come on, somebody. Because some people say, I forgive, but oh, Pastor, it's so hard to forget. You know why? Because we keep remembering the negative things.
Yeah.
Look what he says next. I'm almost done. He says, I will remember, watch this, the deeds of the Lord. You see, I believe that rather than focus on the negative things that has happened to you, I believe that we need to start focusing on the things that God has done for us, in us, and through us in this new year. Are you with me? So the next thing is, don't just remember the negative things, but don't forget what the Lord has done in your life. The moment that you stop forgiving what God has done for you, come on, somebody. You know, the devil doesn't want you to remember how he picked you up.
Yeah, yeah.
The devil doesn't want you to remember how far you were from him. The devil doesn't want you to remember, amen, that you were lost and on your way to hell. He doesn't want you to remember how long you've been saved. Do I have anybody? Watch this. The word deeds mean not just actions, but something that's being done right now. Watch this. An endeavor. When God met you, it was an endeavor. Come on, somebody. He had to work with you. He had some work to do. 39 said, he had some work to do with me. And so what the writer is saying, I'm not just going to remember the bad things, the negative things, but I'm going to remember the deeds of the Lord. I want to remember how he hung the moon and the stars. I want to remember how he scooped out every valley. I want to remember how he capped every mountain with snow. I want to remember, amen, how he created man in his own image. I want to remember what the Lord has done for me, because oh, when I look back over my life and I think about all that God has done for me, I got to read this morning to say, listen, the good outweighs the bad. Come on, somebody. And when we start talking about God, even in the bad, God had a plan in that. Do I have anybody? Because if God didn't shoot you down, amen, you wouldn't humble yourself. If God didn't take that from you, you wouldn't be praising Him this morning. He says, when I think about something, if I want to stay focused in 2016, I got to think about what God done for me last year. And I got to remember that the same God that did it for me back then will be the same God that's going to do it for me right now. Do I have anybody? God is working in your life. And when you start forgiving, hallelujah, then it was nobody but Jesus. Do I have a witness here? Sometimes when the road gets rough this year, you're going to have to hold on to the work that God has done in your life. Sometimes it seems as if God is silent, but you got to say, God, I remember your deeds in my life. I remember your work in my life. I remember how you worked it out. Did He work it out for you? Has He done anything for you this morning that you can truly say it was nobody but the Lord? Come on, somebody. Did He wake you up this morning? Did He start you on your way? Did He put food on your table last year? And will He do it again? Isn't it amazing? We were so worried about how we were going to make it. The psalmist said, listen, I know I tripped out. In verse 7. In verse 7, I said, God, it ain't going to be favorable to me again. But what the psalmist did, he got focused. He said, you know what? When I look over my life, I know it's nobody but Jesus.
Amen.
Watch what he says here. See, there's the work of God in your life. But I want to show you something else. Look what he says next. He says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely. You ever heard that word surely before in Scripture? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Come on, somebody. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That's surely. Surely the God is good. Surely He'll make a way out of no way. Have you looked up the word surely in the Bible? Surely is an indefinite article. It means that it's going to happen in spite of. Do I have anybody? It means absolute. Come on, somebody. It means even though I was broke, amen, God picked me up. Come on, somebody. Even though I was far away from Him, He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I'm talking to somebody here. You got to expect something great if you stay focused. If you stay focused. Amen. What was that? He said, surely I will what? They go to that word again. Notice he says, I will remember God's deeds, but look what he says next. I will remember what? Your wonders of old. You know what that is? Miracles. That's what that word wonders mean. So the next thing I want to tell you, don't forget the miracles that you've seen in your life. If you're going to stay focused, don't forget the miracles that you have seen in your life. Does anybody here, amen, has anybody here this morning seen a miracle?
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You looked at a miracle.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody here this morning. When I look at you, you are a miracle.
Yes.
You should have been dead and in your grave. Saying, he said, listen, I'm going to stop focusing on all that foolishness, and I'm going to start focusing on this miracle that I see. It's a miracle that He woke me up this morning. It's a miracle that I made it through sickness and pain. It's a miracle that I'm not dead today. It's a miracle that I haven't given up yet. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here breathing. It's a miracle that I still can praise the Lord. It's a miracle that I still have life. In other words, the word wonders means something that's hard to understand. Do I have anybody? I don't understand why he loves me so. Come on, somebody. I don't understand why he keeps blessing me. I don't understand why he keeps loving me. I don't understand why he keeps giving me more than enough when I wasn't that good. Thank God today that in 2016, I'm going to focus on the Lord. I'm going to focus on the positive. I'm going to focus on the work that God has done in my life. Because let me tell you something, it wasn't work. Because if you only knew where I was, if you only knew my mindset, if you only knew how hard my heart was, if you only knew how far I was away from God, but all it took a miracle. It was a miracle that God performed in my life. If you only understand, sometimes I don't understand why he loves me. Sometimes I don't understand why he keeps blessing me. Do you know him today? Do you know that same God today? And in 2016 says, we're going to focus on the Lord. You have to have a focus this year. And that focus has to be God. When you get tired, look at the miracle that he's done in your life. When you get troubled, when the devil starts telling you that it's over for you, when it's hard to explain why the Lord is doing what he's doing in your life, you want to lift your hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Thank you, baby, that I am a miracle. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm breathing, and I don't deserve it. But it's hard to believe. It's hard for some people to understand why the Lord is blessing me. You don't know what I know. I know that he's been good to me. You don't know what I know, but the Lord has picked me up. He's turning me around. Don't forget the miracles that you have seen in your life. When you start focusing on the negative things, start focusing on the miracles. God can heal you if you get up, if you walk, if you leap, if you jump. God can pick you up wherever you are. You got sickness in your body, he can heal it. You got problems in your marriage, he can fix it. You got problems with your kids, he can fix it. Problems at the job, he can fix it. But you got to surrender your life. You got to focus on the right things this year. Somebody here this morning, he wants to do something miraculous in your life. He wants to perform a miracle in your life. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Do you know today? Have you tried today? Thank God today that I am a walking miracle. Thank God today that I got to stop focusing on the negative this year. I got to focus on the miracle. It's a miracle I'm standing. It's a miracle I'm speaking. It's a miracle I'm breathing. Thank God today. Are you a miracle? Give God a praise. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I almost lost focus in 2015. But this year, I'm walking with a focus that is. And my focus is your work, your miracle. Thank God for a miracle. Thank God that we're walking. Thank God that we're breathing. Thank God for everything that he has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I think back over my life, for where the Lord has brought me from, thank God that he's in the miracle business. Thank God I don't have to force my miracle. All I gotta do is stand and wait for my miracle. Thank God that salvation is a miracle. Thank God that being a child of God is a miracle. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Notice what he said. When I focus on the wonders of old. Old.
Yeah.
Know what he's saying? Stuff I did in the past.
Yeah.
Has he done a miracle for you?
Yes, yes.
See, we have better things to focus on.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the psalmist. Psalmist said, let's stop focusing on that negative stuff. I'm done. I'm not remembering that nonsense from last year. I want to focus on God's work. Cancer, what is he trying to do in your life? Where is he working in your life this year? That's what we got to focus on. And if we focus on the works, we'll see the miracle. He says, I'll focus on the deeds of the Lord. I tell you something. God wants to show you some stuff in 2016. But it requires change. Today, I want to say to somebody here, if you want to forget all that stuff, the Bible says, Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, he says, forgetting those things that lay behind, I press on. I press on. You know what? I want to stop focusing on.